Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Doc's Worth a Look. This time, I review Michael Liepert's 2024 production of Sloan, a Jazz Singer. Liepert's wide-ranging portrait of underappreciated jazz great Carol Sloan can readily be summed up as she didn't get her due. Years ago, as a clarinet saxophone player, jazz was a large part of my life, especially Dixieland and big band. I knew my share of singers, especially Billie Holiday, but incredibly, after seeing Liepert's marvelous homage to the diva, realized I had never heard of Carol Sloan, born Carol Morvan. Raised as a good Catholic girl, until she discovered the magic of personal expression through ballads, blues, and improvisation. This biopic is a must-see for others, like me, who haven't yet made her acquaintance, but also for her legion of fans to savor again her artistry, compassion, and overall joie de vivre. And just in time, as January 2023, Sloan left us physically, but her music lives on. Artfully combining archival footage and recordings with present-day interviews, Liepert fashions a glowing tribute to the singer who defied racial odds to become the only white woman who could stand head and shoulders with Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, "You sound just like me," the legend opined, Sarah Vaughan, and Carmen McRae. McRae, after an initial awkward encounter, the pair became fast friends. Her motto? Find your happiness in yourself. And despite perpetual money problems, somewhat alleviated by taking on work as a legal secretary from time to time, some failed relationships, and later in life a suicide attempt, along with chronic back pain, performing from 14 to her 80s fulfilled her destiny. Literally, it seems, feeding off the energy of audiences to rise above whatever difficulty came her way. The musically rich production, featuring colleagues such as Larry Elgert, Oscar Peterson, Stephen Barefoot, Gianni Valenti, and pianist extraordinaire Mike Ranzi, is a constant delight to the ear. Early on, Sloan's first-rate scat chops sets her apart from many wannabes, securing her status as one with the jazz singer greats. The film culminates with the 82-year-old recording a live album at New York City's famed Birdland in September 2019. Unforgettable is the closing number, in many ways Sloan's signature song, "I'll Always Leave the Door a Little Open." Its last line sums up the feelings of the artist and her adoring fans. It's good to be alive. A year after her passing, it is so valuable to have this film, spreading her talent, dedication, and humanity to a wider public who, like me, will want to hear more.